Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, because Britain loves a quiz. And there's a guy called Duncan who hasn't been able to host a pub quiz since March, and he's got loads of questions already written. So in tribute to him, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is Music Tuesday. Our guest this week is Celebs Go Dating presenter Anna Williamson, who we just adore. She loves a cheese board. She also loves skiing. Welcome again, Anna.
Well, thank you, babe. Could I just say, could I sound any more middle class if I tried? Love a cheese board and skiing with my corgis.
I know.
God, I sound like a right knob.
We'll see what's coming next. We'll see what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it'll really ground you to everyone.
It might. I'm a woman of the people, Makita.
So 12 questions, Anna. Anna, all about tunes. Let's quiz. Oh, let's see your music taste.
It's going to be hideous. I'm crap at music.
Okay. Question number one. Complete the title of the 2020 album released by pop star Dua Lipa. Future.
Yeah, it's just not
going to
happen.
It's just not going to happen. The correct answer is nostalgia. Future nostalgia. Yeah. Very clever, Dua Lipa.
I'm just going to caveat this whole round by your listeners probably should just enjoy this by themselves. Because everything that I will offer this won't be of any substance or correct answer.
You never know. You never know. Question number two.
God loves a trier. Come on.
In it. What's your fantasy? Area codes and rollout are three singles by which US rapper? I might sing the first one for you because I think you'll get it.
Go on then.
Hang on a minute. Okay, but I gotta. What's your fantasy? Do you remember that?
Is it Ludacris?
Yes!
Oh my God! It's only because my husband, thank God, he vaguely, like, vaguely brings me into some level of 2020.
I know.
But great singing, great rapping,
mate. I knew if you knew that song, you'd know where we were at. Boom, correct answer is Ludacris. Yeah. Question number three. In 1996, what Bee Gees song was covered and released by Take That to promote their greatest hits album?
Oh, God. So how deep is your love?
It absolutely was. Correct answer. How deep is your love? They were in that basement, weren't they? Like being tied up by a woman.
Yeah.
Very 90s makeup, I remember.
Nice.
Question number four. Which Minogue sister is older, Kylie or Dani?
Yeah, it's Kylie.
It absolutely is. Kylie Minogue is 52 years old and Dani is 49.
Wow.
Question number five. On what bank holiday in 2016 did George Michael sadly pass away?
He died on Christmas Day.
He absolutely did. The correct answer was Christmas Day. Awful, terrible.
Really bad.
Question number six. Melissa Vivian Jefferson is the real name of which US pop star?
Melissa Vivian Jefferson. This is a stab in the dark. Lady Gaga?
Blooming good guess. Incorrect. Correct answer is Lizzo.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you know Lizzo. Okay, cool. We're cooking still. Question number seven, Anna. What is the name of the farm that hosts Glastonbury?
Oh, flipping heck. Oh my God, that's so annoying. Hang on. Oh God, this is going to really annoy me.
Do we need to call the cool husband in again?
Yeah, no. Oh my gosh. No, but yeah, we do actually. He's upstairs working. No, this is going to really, really annoy me because I was talking to one of my producers yesterday who was saying about this with their tickets and... I don't. Yeah. Do you know what's really annoying me, Makita? All I can keep thinking about is the sodding children's petting farm down the road. it. And it's clouding my brain. I can't remember. It's going to really annoy me, this one.
Go
on.
I'm scared to even tell you. It's Worthy Farm.
Of course it is. There it is. There it is. Not Standalone Farm, which is down the road where you can see small animals.
It's a very different place.
Yeah, it is.
Question number 8. Anna, 6 Feet Under was a 2018 debut single for which award-winning pop star?
That is Billie Eilish.
Ah, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Okay. Question number 9. What is the next line from this huge chorus by the Cardigans? Love me, say that you love me.
Feel me, go on and feel me.
Is it feel?
Is it feel?
Is it feel? Or is she a love?
Love me, say that you love me.
That's lovely.
Oh, is it not feel?
She's not feeling, she's a love.
Hang on. Love me.
Everyone in the country, I can feel screaming the answer.
Call me.
Exactly. Cool.
Is it Call Me?
No, but I mean, like, what would...
I said cool.
It's the feel word, but it needs to rhyme more with cool, doesn't it? So it's not feel, it's...
Feel, it's... Fool.
Correct. I'm giving it to you. Fool. Loveful. Mainly for the gorgeous singing, because the answering was terrible. But we got there in the end as a team.
Terrible.
Fool me, go on and fool me. From their
1990.
See, there it is. 1996 hit Loveful. What tune? Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name an album by Daft Punk, Anna?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Not an album, no.
Okay.
No. Why can't I think of anything? I know Daft Punk. I've even had the album on loop, on holiday, literally.
Oh,
what is wrong with me today?
What sort of era? What sort of era was that holiday with the album on loop?
That was when I was 30, so that was actually 10 years ago. Can you actually believe that?
Okay, so I've got one here that came out in 2000.
I mean, it's obviously Get Lucky.
Yes. I think that's from this album. No, it's not. But I've got the album that you would have listened to on the holiday, and I've got the album.
Go on. Great album.
I think it was Tron Legacy soundtrack.
Yeah, could have been.
And then you could have also had Human After All. That's 2005, a bit further back. Discovery 2001, and then Homework 97 was that big one that they came out with. And then their most recent 2013 was Random Access Memories. That might have even been the one you had on holiday, babe.
Could well have been.
Daft Punk fans knew them all. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name two of Boyzone's UK number one singles? Are we more in your territory now?
Yeah, I think we're moving into my territory. So we leave the husband that, you know, represents most cool people.
All the cool stuff.
Boyzone. Yeah, but I'm struggling with Boyzone now as well. Didn't they do that Billy Ocean one? Uptown Girl.
Oh, that was Westlife, Anna.
Was it?
Come on, get your Boyzone and your Westlife's right.
Boyzone, did they do Love Me For A Reason?
Oh, that was a lovely song. But it was, I'm afraid, not their one of their number ones. That was a number two.
Number ones,
single.
Oh.
We're going to need one more guess, because I'll forget about the Westlife moment.
Yeah, just forget about the Westlife moment. They did the one that Gately did, No Matter What.
Yeah, that's here.
They told us.
That'll do, Anna. I don't mean the singing.
And then Baby Can I Hold You Tonight. How about that one? Baby Can I Hold You, or was that Westlife?
Yeah, but you're out of guesses now. But I do like you just
you're probably out of listeners as well now, Makita. I've all tuned off, had enough of me.
I love you sporadically just going into different voice home renditions. I'm afraid Baby Can I Hold You Tonight was number two as well. But we had from you, we had No Matter What, absolutely. And they also did When the Going Gets Tough each.
Oh, that's the one I was referring to.
All That I Need, can't quite remember that one. A Different Beat, Words. It's only words. That was good. And You Needed Me, 1999. I think that was a good song. Last question in your Music Tuesday. Question number 12. There have been 19 solo female artists inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For 3 points, can you name three of them?
Oh. Adele.
She's She's not on my list.
Ariana Grande?
No. Come on. Take it back. We're talking about legendary people here.
Oh, legendary. Oh, okay. Not in the last few years.
No. It's like as of 2020, so in the last like 20, 50, 50, 60 years, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I'm going to pretend you didn't say Ariana Grande. Okay?
I don't know what you mean, babe.
Let's start completely again. No Adele, no Ariana. Let's start again. Female legendary artists. Three.
Madonna.
Correct.
Janet Jackson.
Correct. Come on, one more. Let's do this.
Adele wasn't in there, no?
Adele is not in there.
Still not in there, no? Okay.
We get it. You think
Stevie Nicks?
Stevie Nicks is so the third
Carole
one.
King?
Yes, now we're talking. I can't see Carole King. But Stevie Nicks is in there. And that's the really, I've wanted you to get Stevie Nicks. So beautifully done. Beautifully done. Thank you so much, Anna. I really enjoyed that round.
Not Ariana Grande?
She is not in there. She's not coming in to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right. Aretha Franklin, Laverne Baker, Ruth Brown, Etta James, Janis Joplin. Come on, Joni Mitchell, Dusty Springfield.
How can I... Joni Mitchell.
Do you understand now why Ariana's not invited? Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
Brenda Lee, Patti Smith, Darlene Love, Donna Summer, Linda Ronstadt, Joan Baez, Nina Simone.
Nina Simone.
And Whitney Houston. I mean, Whitney. That's a party in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
10 points at the end of your music round, Anna Williamson. We'll talk you through your points after this quick break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Points today, 16 overall. It's only been 2 days. I want to talk a little bit more about Celebs Go Dating. I know Karim. I met Karim. He's lovely, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a lovely, lovely guy, yeah.
How do you decide how you're going to pick people to take out into those, you know, intense situations? It's hard to date on telly.
It is hard to date on telly, but they surprisingly take extremely well to it, actually. Mm. It's just a case of, you know, if celebs... All the celebs do really seem to take it seriously, which is great, actually. And then we have a very big casting pool of singles who want to come and date our celebs. So it's a really good place to be. It's great fun to do.
Everyone's happy. And how's Wayne Lineker? Is he all right?
The Wazza. Wayne's great. I really like Wayne. He's very controversial, we know, as a celeb on the show.
Yeah, he seems like not always lovely.
He's really nice. I really like Wayne. I've got a lot of time for him. He is, he's a bit cheeky and he knows he says a few things that rub people up the wrong way. But you know what? The guy has a good heart. He really does.
Mm. And he knows who he is. And people always ask me this, like, who was the worst pop star you ever interviewed? And I don't like that question, but I do really want to know, was there anyone ever who's just terrible at dating? Like, just a slew of bad dates behind them?
Oh, that's a great question. No one's ever really, really stunk at it, actually. They tend to give good dates. Mm. But then have a problem when it comes to the commitment side of things. I'd say most people tend to give fairly good dates, actually. I mean, even if they stink in the beginning, we do a lot of work on them to make sure that they definitely start pulling it out of the bag.
But that's my favourite bit about the show, because you really do watch people grow. And dating is no joke. It's a really exposing, difficult thing to do in life. So I actually think that watching people get better at it always touches me. It really does. Warms my heart.
And they really do. And funnily enough, some people say, oh, is it scripted? You know, is it set up? It really isn't. It is not a scripted reality show. Mm. What happens on the show genuinely is what happens.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Anna, thank you so much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's a connector question for you at home, your second one of the week. If you missed yesterday's, go back and have a listen. Your question is, what's the name of a Brazilian footballer who plays as a winger for Everton Football Club? We're looking for the name of a Brazilian footballer who plays as a winger for Everton Football Club. You'll get your third clue tomorrow on TV and Film Wednesday. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.